Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Richie Valens. Brings back Richie Valenzuela, was his original name. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Alampi is our guest. Jim is the president and the founder of Alampi & Associates, author of Great to Excellent, greattoexcellent.com. No, jimalampi.com, right?
It's the Execution Maximizer.
I was all wrong all the way around. At least I got all your brands out there, Jim. The Execution Maximizer.com.
That's it. Yep.
Okay, so I get myself in all kinds of trouble when I try to do something like that. Welcome back, folks. Thanks, Jim, for staying with us. We're talking about the fact that a warm body, folks, just putting somebody filling the slot, if it's not the right person in the slot, is worse than having. Nobody in there. Jim, when I was a young man, I was in the cattle business, and I was thinking about buying my first really good bull, and I was talking to an old guy, you know, there who obviously knew a lot about this, and I wanted to act like I did. I was in an auction, and I said something about, you know, bulls. He said, "Let me tell you something." He said a good bull is 50% of your herd. And I nodded my head like I already knew all that. And then he said, a bad bull is 100% of your herd.
Interesting.
And a bad hire has a similar effect on an organization, doesn't it? And when you got a small company, you know, if you're a big company, Jim, like the ones you've been a board member and chairman of, if you got 1,000 people or 10,000 people, you make one bad hire, that affects a little bitty, teeny tiny part of your company. But in a small business, it gets everybody.
And the problem is, as we know, A players can always still find another job.
Right.
And if you start losing your A players, then you're trying to execute your business plan with C players, which makes it even tougher to do. So, you know, I have a lot of interaction with CEOs where they just don't want to admit that somebody is a C player. They know in their heart, you can tell, they know or have a suspicion, but they're not quite sure. And the question, the key question that I always pose to them is, knowing what you know today, would you hire him tomorrow for the same job?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't immediately say yes, if you have to pause and think about that, you already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So the question isn't what you're going to do. The question is, how am I going to do it in a respectful manner? Because it should be done respectfully. When we start messing around with people's careers and lives, it ought to be hard to do. But it doesn't mean we don't do it. We just have to do it in a respectful manner.
Well, that's right. And if you got folks that if you can redeem them, but if you can't redeem them, you got to let them go find their success somewhere else. So give us some tips on how to make a good hire.
First, you need good HR recruiting focus. You've got to have a process that you've tested and you've built using the right assessment tools, the right interviewing skills. You know, frankly, a lot of executives are terrible at interviewing. They spend 75% of the interview talking about the company and themselves, and then the whole point is to learn about the individual, not to, try to sell them at the first step. So the process has to be good. We need the right people in place. We need to expose that candidate to a number of different people. I really am a big believer in Brad Smart's top grading interview process, because it really gets down to the kind of attributes that individual has to bring to be able to decide, is this an A player, is this a B player, is this a C player? If you follow the process, you telephone screen out all the B and C players, so the only people you ever interview in person are A players. Boy, does that change the scope. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm drawing from a pool where everybody's an A player. I just now have to figure out who's
But that
the right
requires
A player
patience.
For my company.
That requires patience,
yes,
and deliberation and professionalism and a commitment to only get the best person you can get, not take the first person. And it's the kind of discipline, it makes small business owners uncomfortable to take that long. We're not likely to be attracted to all the moving parts of it. And this is why I recommend, especially if you're trying to hire a key person, bring in a pro and let them go through the process and call you when they're ready for you to talk to somebody.
Exactly.
I used to do this when I had my consulting company. I used to do this for my people, and I do the whole thing, interview people blindly, and I wouldn't call the client back till I had three people for them to look at.
Yep.
For 20 years, I was 100% in my hires. They were still on board 20 years later.
Outstanding. Well, and the hard part, of course, is that, you know, it's so easy to cave in and decide, well, you know, we, that talent isn't available. Well, yeah, there is. I mean, that talent's out there. It's just really hard, and we have to be really creative to get to it. Mm-hmm. You know, the old ways we used to find people don't exist anymore. The new generation that we're hiring from has got a different set of values. They believe in different things. They expect different things from a company. So we have got to modify our recruiting process and our hiring process.
And folks, one word, outsource. Just outsource it, right, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of good people out there.
TheExecutionMaximizer.com.
That's it.
That's the website. Great to excellent is the book. Jim Alampi's all is there. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Anytime, Jim. Merry Christmas.
Jim Alampi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.